ruboradio.com.
Good afternoon, this is Daria Harris, and we have a guest today in our studio. His name is Isaac Adar. Good afternoon, Isaac.
Good afternoon to you.
Isaac is the ritual director at Temple Bnei Moshe. Isaac, please tell us about this saddest day for Jewish people.
Basically, we commemorate or we have a memorial of a very, very sad day in which the first temple of Jerusalem in the year 586 BCE, of course, was destroyed by Babylonian king named Sargon. Not only that, but he destroyed the city, killed many of the inhabitants, all the, at that time, the Judeans, and took captive the greatest elite of the country, including the king, the prophets, and many of the governing people of Judea.
Then after the destruction of the first temple, were there any attempts to rebuild it, and when, how did it start, and what about the second temple?
Well, the good part of it is that years after, the Persians conquered the Babylonian and let all the Jewish people who wanted to come back to Israel, they could. And not only that, but they funded reconstruction. So it took a while, but there was not exactly peace. There's never been peace that part of the country. And both the kings and the governing people with the funds from Persia, they reconstructed and rebuilt the city, the temple, Jerusalem, and many other parts of the country. And again, it became very prosperous.
And what happened then?
You see, the problem is that Israel was in the crossroads of big empires. The
right.
North and the South, especially Egypt. And throughout the ages, Egypt at one time was a friend, and another time it was an enemy. But time goes by. Alexander the Great conquers the Middle East, but later on he's conquered by the Romans. And the Greeks managed the land, sometimes good, sometimes bad, but they were also driven out by the Maccabees. And at that time, at the end of the era of the Maccabees, the Romans came in. And what happened is that the Romans were only considering riches, treasure, and subjugating the people that they conquered. And the other thing is that some of the leaders of the Romans wanted also to obliterate the ideas of Judaism and the Torah. And at that point, there were several opposition to that. There were people who wanted to consider or to follow the idolatry of the Romans. But there were others who were still, you know, knowledgeable about Judaism and the Torah. They revolted.
Right. So since then, since 70 before Christ era, right, that this is a big mourning day for Jewish people.
Well, what happened is that in the year 66, the group of Jewish people who were opposed to the occupation by Rome started a revolt.
Mm-hmm.
It ended up in a four-year battle, and they lost. The Romans came into the city of Jerusalem, destroyed everything, burned the temple, and took in this confrontation, one-third of the people of Israel were killed, and the other two-thirds were taken captive to Europe. And because the temple was destroyed, some people remained. And therefore, the problem was that on the first destruction of the temple in the year 586, it happened on the 9th of Av. And the second temple in the year 70 also happened on
the 9th.
On the 9th of Av.
How interesting.
The rebellion continued because the Romans could not control those rebellious Jews. And the last remnant of the rebellion was in a town called Beitar, and also 9th of the month of Av. So therefore, you know, everything accumulated. And therefore, the Jewish people at that time already were memorializing the day of the ninth of Av. And on top of that, they had two reasons now. Later on, okay, we had other occurrences in which the Jewish people suffered.
Mm-hmm.
Like in the year 1290, the British government expelled all Jews from the British island. And then in 1492, the Spaniards, who finished conquering the rest of Spain
mm-hmm.
from the Moors, from the Arabs, they also expelled the Jews in the year 1492. Okay. And therefore, this accumulation of events on the same day has caused us as Jews to remember and to hope
mm-hmm.
that there will be no more Tisha B'Av.
So what are the traditions that are linked to this mourning for the temples? Like, what do Jewish people do on this day?
On that day, it's like a fast day.
Don't
eat. You study.
Mm-hmm.
You come to the temple. On the eve of Tisha B'Av, we read a book written by Prophet Jeremiah
mm-hmm.
called Lamentations, okay? And we gather to study of all the things that happened on that day. And we come to the temple, and usually we sit on the floor or on little benches. So therefore, we consider that we are mourning. Like on Shiva, okay?
Right.
And
interesting. Thank you, Isaac, very much for this interesting story. And as you're a very respected ritual leader, I wanted to ask you a question about what do you think about today's Israel? What is your prognosis? What's going to be going on? What do you think?
It's no different. In mm-hmm. the times of the first destruction of the temple, there were the powers that be were Assyria, Babylon, Persia, and Egypt. And they all contended to destroy each other. Today, what do we have? It's the same thing. Arabia. It is the Israel in the middle. It's Egypt. Fortunately, we have a friend this time in Egypt, okay?
Right.
And then there are Europeans, which have caused so much death and destruction to the Jewry in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if they are true brokers. And then there is the United States. And it looks like we have a problem with the United States.
We do this time.
The public or the people of the country support Israel. But then you have a group called CIA and another group called the State Department.
Mm-hmm.
The State Department did not like Israel from the very beginning, though because of the popularity of Israel among the people. And the other thing is that they provide funds for the defense of Israel. But if you look at just the giveaway, it's not.
Mm-hmm.
Because the funds that are used to build jets and armor and other things are actually paid to the companies here that construct those items. Okay?
Right.
So therefore, it's a revolving
mm-hmm.
item. But in general, today, we don't have the support of Russia. Sometimes it was, sometimes it's not. But this time we are not. They are busy on other things. Okay, Putin probably wants to expand his empire.
Right.
Or he can do anything.
Time for Israel.
No time for Israel. And the other thing, you know, there is Europe. Britain is neutral because they are part of the problem.
Mm-hmm.
And the United Nations, which pushes so much to stop Israel from doing things, it's actually they funded the tunnels. They gave the money to the to the wrong people. And right. Don't tell me that they didn't know what was going on.
What was that money was spent for?
So he didn't go to schools.
To the good cause.
To the good cause. He didn't go to create, you know, agriculture.
Hospitals. Something.
Because there's plenty of room in Gaza to create another, you know, a paradise.
Prosperous.
Not only
country.
That, if they would partner, which many of the Arabs in Gaza partner with Israelis, because they are the factories, and Israelis provide the engineering, the know-how, the incentives, and so on and so forth, and they could export anything they wanted to.
Well, I want to remind everybody that there is a rally tomorrow at Boston City Hall Plaza at 5:30 p.m. for the favor of Israel. Come join us. Thank you very much, Isaac. Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Одна маленькая девочка не слушала Рубо Радио. Не будь маленькой девочкой, слушай Рубо Радио.